Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Thursday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Last night was AEW Dynamite, and we actually have two matches now. The finals of the Owen Hart Cup announced for the Double or Nothing pay-per-view coming up at the end of the month. So we're going to do the Dynamite report a little bit later on today, tell you everything that happened on the show. Lots going on. Although, we have absolutely no idea what's going on next week because they announced zero matches for next week's Dynamite. But we do have two matches for Collision, so we'll tell you about that. And then, of course, all of the rest of the news, including where Mayu Iwatani is going. We now know. Not really a surprise. I guess there were... I thought there was a chance she might sign somewhere in America, but in fact, she's going to Marigold. Update on Liv Morgan. We know the film that she is going to be involved in, and I have some more details on that as well. Some New Japan news, Wrestling Dontaku Night 1 and 2 are upcoming. And we also have the blocks for the New Japan Best of the Super Juniors Tournament, which they've acknowledged on AEW Dynamite because Nick Wayne is going. And that kicks off on May 10th, so 10 days away from that tournament kicking off. We've also got updates on the Viking Raiders. A funny story there. And plenty more. If you want to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, as well as F4WOnline on Threads and Instagram. Cameos, $10. F4W Online. I did over 100 cameos in April. So if you want to jump on the cameo bandwagon, F4W Online on Cameo. Add Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky back in a moment. Observer Live.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Alrighty, back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike made it!
I'm here.
What happened now?
Comcast.
I know, but what happened? Obviously, there's a problem with Comcast.
I got home, and it's like, nothing is working. Why is nothing working? The bill is paid. Everything should be working. So I call up. Hold on. Let me put you on hold. 15 minutes later, at 3:02, they got back to me and went, everything should be starting up now. Here's your ticket number. Okay, great. Why did this happen? Hey, is anybody coming out? Nothing!
Hold on. Hey, Dom, is Comcast an advertiser?
No, they're not.
Okay. You know they suck.
They do. They can kiss my whole rear end.
I just have a question for everybody. Like, is anybody listening right now, does anybody who is listening right now have Comcast and they've never had a problem? Anybody?
We'll wait.
Because, you know, believe it or not, and some people would say that this was a problem, but it really wasn't because it was my own fault. You know, when I found out that I'd been paying $150 a month for a landline for the last 6 years, and I ended up, you know, getting that axed off my bill. I mean, it was my fault. I mean, I had the landline. I was using it for the show. And then one day I found a way to take calls without a landline. And, like, I set everything up and everything like that. And, you know, just didn't even think about, hey, maybe I should cancel the landline. But the point is, that's not their fault. That was my fault. I don't think I have ever had a single problem ever. I got Ziply Fiber. I don't think I've ever had a single problem with them. It's crazy.
I am so jealous.
I had Comcast sucked. I had Frontier sucked. I had Verizon sucked. I mean, they all sucked. But I've never had a problem with Ziply ever. It's crazy.
They didn't. They stopped running fiber. Verizon did, like, somewhere in, like, Dover, which is way far away from
the home of the Dover Demon?
That's, the Monster Mile up there. But down here in Briscoe County, down here near Sandy Fork, we are suffering right now. Although, believe it or not, Comcast is better than Mediacom, if that tells you anything.
Hey, I know that I travel all over. Like, we went to Vegas, and, like, everywhere we go, we, like, in, like, where Dave lives, yeah. Oh, what's the internet speeds here? What's the internet speeds there? God, most of you in this country, your internet sucks. It's actually, it's the upload. Most of you don't need the upload.
We do because we do this show. Yeah.
But like I get 1,000 here. I never have any problems. But most places we go, you don't get anywhere near 1,000 upload, which can cause some problems.
Mine is supposed to be 1.5 and 1. That's what I'm paying for with business internet. Okay, and it's like at best, it'll be, you know, 75 up, which is just like, come on, give me a break, please. Mm,
terrible.
Nah, first world problems, I know.
Well, it's not a first world problem if it involves the business you do that goes all over the world. Mm. If you're listening to this anywhere, then I don't want you to complain about me complaining about internet speed, because otherwise you wouldn't be listening to this. Got it? Now. True. Want a big offer of congratulations to the former Carmella and Corey Graves. They will be having a second child, and she will be giving birth this fall. Their son, Dimitri, born in November of 2023. So she's done with WWE. Corey Graves, obviously, still a commentator for NXT. So best of luck to them.
Absolutely.
Mayu Iwatani is going to Marigold. The promotion, founded in 2024 by Rossi Ogawa, formerly of Stardom, held a press conference overnight, announcing she had joined, makes her debut at Corkin Hall May 4th. 3 days from now, she makes her big debut. And she explained she had done everything she could in Stardom. Goal in Marigold to become a Grand Slam champion. She wants their world title, their United National title, their tag team titles, and their Superfly title.
Wait a second.
You heard
me.
Wait
a second. The Superfly title.
Yes.
Not the flyweight title.
No, Superfly.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. So there you go.
Shout out to Curtis Mayfield.
Liv Morgan will be starring in Bad Lieutenant Tokyo. It was reported by Deadline. And Takashi Miike is the director. And the film will be theatrically released in North America. International distribution rights go on sale at the Cannes Film Festival in France next month. So, you know, the thing with this is, she announced that she was going to be in a big, I think she said a Hollywood, whatever she said on Raw. And then, you know, they didn't say what it was. And so everybody got talking. And, you know, the fans all started talking one thing. And to be fair, you know, the rumor in Hollywood was, you know, it was a big deal for her. What that meant, who knows? But, you know, this is a real director.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a really big deal for her. But everybody, it appears, especially on our board, had talked to themselves into she is going to be in the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood sequel.
I mean, a lot of those people wanted her to sign with Vivid.
Which, by the way, was funny because, like, the Once Upon a Time, have you ever seen Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No.
Okay. Well, go watch it tonight. This All movie right. is freaking awesome, okay? But the sequel is not going to be a Hollywood blockbuster because it's on Netflix. So I kind of knew it wasn't going to be that. And I was told that she was filming out of the country, whatever that meant. And now we know she's going to be going to Tokyo. And it says it begins production next month, but I think she's leaving like this week, which is why they did that angle on Raw Monday. I mean, I guess maybe she won't, but I think she's already on her way. So good for her. And might be gone for a little while, so we shall see.
That Deadline article where they really hyped up the director, and I guess this production company, Neon, does a lot of good things, and apparently they go to Japan a lot to do filming. I don't know for what reason, if it's tax breaks or scenery, exactly what it is, but apparently the director is very well respected, and Lily James, who was that Kevin Von Erich's wife in the Von Erich movie? I'm not a big Hollywood person. I think everybody knows that. But, you know, Lily James is in there too, as being, you know, part of this movie. So I just want to know, is it actually somehow connected to the old Bad Lieutenant that had Harvey Keitel in it? That was a dark movie.
All righty. We've got Wrestling Dontaku coming up. El Phantasmo will defend the New Japan TV title which he just regained, by the way, against Takeshita, which is interesting. Hmm. Is Takeshita winning that title, or are they going to beat Takeshita?
No way.
I guess we'll see.
I tell you what, if they do, El Phantasmo.
I mean, it was supposed to be Takeshita and Rocky versus Phantasmo and Jado in a tag match, but very recently, Phantasmo beat Great O'Khan. It was just Tuesday. So were they really going to switch the title that quickly?
Hey, maybe they do some sort of schmoz or something
Takeshita?
Like that. And maybe, either that or they go to some sort of no contest where then we're going to see LP on AEW TV at least once.
Well, the one thing that is important is that they are also wrestling again on May 9th for the Never Openweight title that Takeshita has. So it's possible they're just going to split wins and both will leave with their titles. So we got the Dog Pound Steel Cage match. Losing team leaves Bullet Club with the War Dogs versus House of Torture.
And there's no way LP is beating Takeshita. That's crazy. That's absolutely
insane. He's going to lose to him twice in a row? Two straight shows? They're wrestling two straight shows.
I like him, but let's be honest. You signed Takeshita to a New Japan contract. He's one of AEW's biggest stars. I guess you could argue that. But, I mean, he's certainly in the top-tier mix, and he's almost – I don't want him – I mean – if I'm Tony Khan, I don't think I want him losing to El Phantasmo. And again, nothing against El Phantasmo, but where they are on the pecking order, I mean, that's kind of crazy to me.
Well, the fact is he has two contracts, and whatever each side wants from the other side,
fair enough.
It's two contracts.
Yeah.
I mean, well, anyway, we'll talk more about this after the break. Observer Live.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. So yes, the first night has that Dog Pound Steel Cage match, and Hiroshi Tanahashi and Zack Sabre Jr. and Shingo and Shota Umino and Phantasmo and Takeshita. And then night two's got the big Goto Callum Newman IWGP World Heavyweight title match.
You don't sound enthused about that one.
That's for the IWGP World Heavyweight title. Goto versus Callum Newman.
Well, there was going to be another guy, but he happened to not have a contract, and maybe he's en route to the United States. I don't know. We have no idea where Jeff Cobb is.
Then we got Yota Tsuji and Yuya Uemura for the global title. And several others as well. So, yeah.
This didn't have to be two nights. Talk about WrestleMania not having to be two nights. This show did not have to be two nights. And New Japan does not have to fall into this trap. If they're going to do it for the Tokyo Dome when you can. But otherwise, my gosh, don't fall into this habit.
Like a funk monk here goes, Goto is winning.
You think?
I think there's a decent chance he's going to beat Callum Newman. I mean, I could be wrong. Nothing against the guy or anything like that.
Really?
But certainly nobody predicted on the prediction show that Goto would face Callum Newman for the IWGP Heavyweight title at a major New Japan event in 2025. That didn't happen.
And let's not sleep on the fact that Tanahashi and Zack Sabre Jr., I guess this is going to be the last one between these two as far as a singles match go, which makes me wonder how long that match will go, too. Because if Tanahashi can do a long match with anybody, it would be Zack Sabre Jr., but it'll be interesting to see how much they pull out.
So, Valhalla should be back soon.
Really?
She is the husband of Eric.
Wife.
I'm sorry, the wife of Eric. And, well, you know, it's 2025.
When she was dressed up in that outfit, you couldn't tell.
And she gave birth and should be back soon. Now, there was a Chris Van Vliet interview with Eric, the Viking Raiders, and somebody sent me a clip on Twitter, and it was amazing.
Because
he told the story of how one day they got called up to the main roster, and they were putting the videos or whatever on the screen or whatever before the show. And he looks up and he sees Viking Experience. And he had the same reaction. It's always funny because, like, you know, this happens with AEW. It happens with WWE. I've dealt with this for decades. The company will do something dumb. You will point out that it's dumb. The fans will jump to the defense of the company and talk about how it's actually not dumb. And then, like, later, one of the wrestlers involved will do an interview and say, it was really dumb. I can't even tell you how many times this happened. So anyway, he looks up at the screen and he's like, oh, my God. And so he goes to Triple H, who's at ringside, and he goes, is this a rib or what? And Hunter's looking at his phone. He just goes, I wish. He says, if you want to talk to Vince, you got to go talk to Vince. So Eric and Ivar, they go talk to Vince. And Vince was like, it has to be explained to him. They go, listen. Viking Experience? What is a Viking Experience? It sounds like a ride at Disneyland. Hey, go on the Viking Experience! Like, so as it turns out, Vince is a fan of Vikings.
Oh, of course he is.
And there was like a Viking show that Vince really liked. He likes Vikings.
No wonder he liked
Brock. And so literally, it's explained that like he'd been watching this show about Vikings, and somebody had explained to him, you know, we have a team that they're Vikings, and he was like, what? Call them up! Because he likes Vikings. That's how they get called up, I guess. But then, you know, they got to get a name. So, I guess, you know, he explains that, like, at the time, Vikings actually were, like, sort of in. And so one of the things was, you know, they were trying to trademark something involving Vikings. And, like, everything was taken. And Eric goes, well, Viking experience wasn't taken because nobody wanted it. And so they're explaining to Vince how stupid this is. Viking experience, whatever. And they like had a list of possible names, and a whole bunch of them involved Raiders. And so they were like, well, how about the Viking Raiders? And so Vince said to him, well, too late in the day to change it.
Oh, so really?
You can be the Viking experience tonight, because we got that one trademarked. And then we'll figure out that other one later. And so out they went. And, you know, Vince actually did the old no press is bad press. You know, because that famous Hell in a Cell where The Fiend and Seth Rollins had one of the worst matches of all time, and Vince watched it and the fans turned violently on it. And meanwhile, you know, he fiddled. Just thought it was so funny. So they were the Viking experience for a while there.
I guess because better Vince, than the Leif Erikssons.
Vince had to be, it had to be explained to him how stupid Viking experience is as a tag team name. There you go.
So it ended up with Viking Express. Yeah, that was the next one, right?
No, I think they actually ended up the Viking Raiders. And then later they ended up being able... Because, you know, at the time, you know, we talked about this before. Like, people like to talk about how it's exactly the same now. They always do this stuff.
Oh, no.
And, but, like... They're the War Raiders now. You know why they weren't the War Raiders before? Because Vince wouldn't allow the word war. It was too violent for it. This man who wanted to do a storyline where Rey Mysterio got his eyeball pulled out.
Yes.
That's another great story, by the way.
I was going to say, Aleister Black is still selling that after all these years.
Well, it's just funny because Vince wanted a match that was an eye for an eye. Okay? And so, like... He came up with the idea that, you know, they would do this complicated thing and Ray's eyeball would actually be pulled out and it would like, you know, they'd have like some thing where they were like...
Dangle?
Yeah, to be dangling. But then like at the last second, he got cold feet. It was just too much. And so it ended up even dumber. Ended up being more stupid. Yeah, that's right. I said I'm going to start watching TNA every week.
Really?
I announced it on Twitter. Mostly so I couldn't go back on it. So here's the deal.
You lost a bet to Lance, didn't you?
No, I didn't. You know, I haven't been watching Impact for a long time. Years, actually. They drove me off. But, you know, unlike some people, you know, everyone tells me it's different now. And I'm not going to argue it's not. So what happened was I went to Mania Weekend, and we got tickets to the app special on Thursday. And I really enjoyed the show. You know, I had a couple criticisms, like, you know, they should have ended with a hardcore match. It was very difficult to follow that. Plus, everybody left, and they weren't into the three-way for the new, you know, international title or whatever. But I enjoyed the show. And then the next week, we were going to be doing SmackDown and Collision on the Sunday Brian and Vinny show. And Craig said, hey, what about, why don't we watch that TNA pay-per-view? And since we just watched the app special, I was like, well, I'm kind of caught up. Let's watch the pay-per-view. And so we watched the pay-per-view. And it wasn't like the best pay-per-view I've ever seen. But there was nothing on the show that was bad. It wasn't stupid in any way. And I enjoyed myself. And so I watched that. And then, you know, the other thing was I was watching NXT on Tuesday. And you know, here comes Joe Hendry, and he's feuding with Trick, and Trick was, you know, he ran in at the end of the pay-per-view, And, you know, they've got other NXT talent that are working TNA shows. They got TNA talent working NXT shows. The top NXT angle involves the world champion for Impact. So, I mean, at least for now, I mean, it seems like this is kind of important. So I'm going to start watching the weekly TV. And Fun Friday, Lance often joins us Fun Friday. So, you know, we could talk about Impact there. You've got someone who actually works for Impact. So I'm excited to watch it tonight.
It's a pretty easy show to watch. I mean, the biggest problem with TNA is just, unfortunately, when you are watching all of the other shows, it is hour number, 13 or 14 after Raw, SmackDown, the two AEW shows, and NXT. It's just, I mean, compared to ROH, easier watch than ROH, because obviously, if you're into more sports entertainment, that's in there. And some people call it WWE-like, you know, whatever you want to call it, doesn't really matter. It is a much better show than the dying days of being on, the Discovery Channel?
Which
were they
one?
On there?
Destination USA?
Destination America.
50 of them.
That's it. And then they lost the spot. That still kills me. They lost the spot on Destination America to, of all things, Ring of Honor, that actually took over for them for a very short period before that all ended as well.
And you know, the other thing I notice is that, like, if you go to our board or you look at this or that, it's like the subscribers who are AEW fans, they're very loud. They let their voice be heard.
They do.
And comparison wise, it seems like the majority of our fan base is AEW fans. But the fact of the matter is, they're honestly just the loudest, because we review WWE pay-per-views and we get tons of feedback, even though, I guess they're kind of loud in a different way. But when we reviewed those TNA shows, I mean, I got a ton of positive feedback from people I never heard from, who just quietly watch the show and don't make a big deal out of it. And so I'm going to have something for those people as well. So anyway, back in a moment with the Dynamite Report, Observer Live.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us?
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, boss.
Yes.
Do you think some of those people that are really loud online realize that there are a lot more people who just quietly watch what they like and don't engage and don't bother to...
Absolutely not. All day yesterday, people fighting me on video packages again.
Oh, come on.
And I there's another funny one. So last night I was doing the review of the Hangman match with Dave. And I'm talking about how it was an unusual match because Hangman like totally dominated the entire match. And you know, they gave some spots to Kyle Fletcher, but it wasn't a back and forth match.
No.
And it wasn't the match where Kyle Fletcher took 80% of the match cuz he was losing. Hangman beat him and beat him and beat him, and Dave jumps in and he goes, "Well, I remember he did some moves.
He did.
He had a kick." I'm like, dude, yeah. I wrote down everything that happened this match. Like, what are we doing? And so we're kind of like arguing this. And I wake up this morning and this guy goes, "You can tell Dynamite was very good with Brian's feeble attempts to criticize the show that were immediately thwarted by Dave." Holy cow, that was a lot of reaching.
No, Brian, they did an armbar in the Okada Omega match. Everything's fine.
Well, there's a bigger issue.
I know.
Okay.
Tell him.
So listen, I'm not going to go back and count who had more moves, because I don't care. But for those of you that do care and are very angry at my criticism of how that match was put together, could you please just do me the one favor of, instead of rewatching the match, re-listen to the review? Because I literally said, I like the way they did it. I like that they did it that way. I think what they did with Hangman taking the vast majority of the match, I think that that was better than what they normally do. But people heard, I don't even know why they thought that was a criticism that Hangman took like 90% of the match. But they heard that. And then maybe, I guess they heard Dave start to argue it. And so then they like decided that I must have said something negative, and Dave was there to defend it. Guys, I like what they did with that match, because Hangman is now going to the pay-per-view to fight in the finals of the Owen Hart Cup. I'm thankful that they did a match where, when it was over, it wasn't 50-50. There was no doubt who the winner was, who the better man was, and he's now going to the finals of the pay-per-view. I didn't criticize it at all! I said what they did was good, and I liked it better! But it is a thing now where, if it even seems like I am saying something negative about AEW, there must be a defense.
AEW,
even if
fans,
the defense doesn't make any sense, and I don't even know what you're defending right now.
AEW fans don't realize how many other wrestling fans who are half sane that have been run off by them, who just went, "Okay, we don't really want to deal with this." I had somebody sent this to me, who's in the Twitch chat. Somebody actually sent, when I talked for 2 days, one show with Tom, one show with you, about Mariah May and Toni Storm, how much I liked the match. And I had one off comment, I think when you were on, of like, "I don't know how great of a wrestling match it was, but it was a great spectacle." And that was all they took. They took that one line item, listeners, all of you who took that one line and then complained about that. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, listen,
you just want to be offended and angry all the time.
I don't want to yell at the fans of AEW, because most of them are awesome.
You're exactly right.
But for those of you that have a problem, get a life and listen.
The sickest sickos.
Criminal. Love. Hey, am I allowed to criticize how lazy Okada is? Is that allowed? Because this guy is so lazy.
Yeah,
I was dying last night. So they had a great opener. It was an 8-man party match straight out of PWG. Kenny Omega, Mark Briscoe, Speedball Mike Bailey, Kevin Knight versus the Bucks, Ricochet, and Okada. And my God, this Okada. He's winning the match, by the way. He's going to win the match. He does his elbow off the top, and you can always tell if he thinks the match is important or not, because if he jumps, it's an important match. If he falls, it's a less important match. I swear to God, this one, he not only just fell off the top, he landed on his feet and then dropped the elbow.
That's amazing.
Oh my God. Now, everybody else worked, like, very hard. Went through two commercial breaks. I mean, this, like, I'm surprised I didn't, you know, wake up today and see all these clips on Twitter about how horrible the match was. Fans loved it. It may have gone on a little too long because they did hit a peak and they were less crazy for it by the end. But ultimately, Okada did get a win. He pinned your main man, Mark Briscoe.
Ah!
Yep. And it was a very, very fun opener. And I will say this, though. I got to be fair. As lazy as this man was, they had 15 seconds near the end where he tagged in with Kenny Omega. And for 15 seconds, we did get the old Okada. But it was 15 seconds, and then he went right back to the new Okada.
I was so
I think
hyped.
They will have an incredible match. I think he's gonna turn it up for that match, but not until then and not afterwards.
Well,
that's
I think
my
he
prediction.
Has saved up all of his energy. I mean, he should be able to do it. We saw it in spurts when they started throwing, you know, forearms and the drop kick and all that stuff, but you're exactly right. Then he went back to it. Then it was cartoon Okada again with the kick out of two, and then it's the big, I can't believe you kicked out face. Like, that was the most effort he put in outside those spots with Omega, and they did do a good job with Miyu Yamashita in that package, but you better drive home. You've been hyping up Omega and Okada since January.
That package.
They've been teasing it. But you have not driven home the fact of why Okada was a legend and what they did in Japan and why you want to care about this in Texas.
You know, I couldn't help but note that they did have a video package for the for that Yamashita match. And I didn't hear one person complain about it. I heard people talk about what a great package it was. Meanwhile, they're telling me, we don't need packages, Brian. It's fine. People will figure it out. Don't hold our hand.
Minute by minute says they don't, the packages
don't even
don't
get
matter.
Me started. I'm not doing it today. We had the Ops versus Nick Camarado, Rhett Titus, and Miles Hawkins. The Ops obviously won. And then the Death Riders jumped them, and they killed Shibata with the gut first drop on the chair. And then Joe cut a promo, and the beach break match is a steel cage match. Him and Moxley for the AEW title. And I'm sorry, Dave, there will be run-ins because we got to set up something for the pay-per-view, which is a multi-person match. And so I think madness will occur during this cage match. But it'll be fun.
Do you think maybe it's time to not do a Anarchy in the Arena or a... But basically do what New Japan's doing, having the war game style or some sort of thing where instead of everybody running around everywhere, it's actually encased in two rings or one ring with a gimmick cage.
I mean, you could do that. I mean, honestly, I hate to say because people are going to get mad, but the easiest way to do this is you have a cage with no top, and everybody climbs in, and it's a wild brawl. And then the pay-per-view match, they announce, well, this will be in a cage with a roof, nobody in, nobody out. And that's your wild war game style match. We had the Tony Storm match. I love how... I don't really get started, but they had a spot in this match that was preposterous, which, of course, nobody, they'll get mad at me for pointing it out. Tony Storm does a running hip attack, you know, on the apron, and she misses. And we're supposed to believe that her butt was stuck between the middle and bottom rope. No. This is absolutely ridiculous. I know you love Toni Storm. I know you love her gimmick and everything like that. I know you love the spot they did, but this is preposterous. She didn't get stuck between the bottom and middle rope, but they did that.
Are you saying that spot was cheeks?
It was ridiculous. Preposterous. But she won with the Storm Zero, and then Mercedes came out, and they had a... This Mercedes. Can we all at least admit I was right that she's far better as a heel than a babyface? She comes out on the ramp, and she's got her, she does a spot all the time. It's never not amazing. She comes out in her heels, and then out comes Jamie. She wants to beat up Mercedes, And so Mercedes has to run for her life, carrying four belts in her high heels. Ah! She run. I was dying.
She's running like Pat Bundy. It's fantastic.
It was incredible. That was way better than the butt getting stuck between the middle and bottom rope spot. Then we had the real best thing on the show. I will hear no arguments. This is a bannable offense. Don Callis does a promo, and he says that Kyle will win the AEW title at All In. The Don Callis family will be at the top of AEW. And then Don said people will say his full name. And Don Callis proceeds to say the name Kyle Fletcher with more enthusiasm than I think I've ever said anything on this show. And that goes back a long time. He's incredible. Hurt Business promo, the usual. Bobby Lashley gives him a thumbs down again. Now MJF has had enough, and he makes a bald joke to Bobby Lashley. Maybe some Rogaine. I can't say the second thing he said.
Big bald.
And then that was a big mistake, brother. Bobby bulls him into the corner. He scares the life out of him, and he says, "We hurt people. If you want to impress me, you need to hurt somebody." I think I finally figured out where this is going, but I'm not going to reveal it yet. Had a recap of FTR turning heel, reuniting with Stokely. I didn't hear a complaint about this video package either. It was very good. Nick Wayne beat Jay Lethal, and then Christian. Like, I don't know what's going on. Well, I mean, I know what's going on, but they're going about it in an interesting way. Christian tells him, turn around. He wraps the belt around his waist. He claps, and then he's like, rolls his eyes and chuckles and leaves. Nick is now on his way to Best of the Super Juniors.
I know nobody else wants this, but give me one Christian Jay Lethal match, please. I don't care when it is. Just give it to me at some point.
Don't think you're getting it, brother.
I know. So good, though, both of them.
Hangman and Kyle Fletcher, Owen Hart tournament match. Hangman beat the stuffing out of this guy for minutes on end through two commercial breaks. I didn't count the moves, but I was not the only one, because a bunch of people in the chat agree here. He beat this guy so bad that after the second commercial break, I was certain that Fletcher was winning the match and going on to Double or Nothing. And he kept beating him. And Kyle would hit a move and then immediately get countered and killed again. He's bleeding all over because of a bump into the dashboards. He's dead. And so finally, like, Hangman's beat him so vociferously that he goes for a buckshot. He gets one low blow, one brainbuster. Everybody believes Hangman's lost. Hangman kicks out. They went nuts. Kyle hits a running boot, tries a corner brainbuster, but he gets knocked off. Buckshot off the top, buckshot out of the off the apron, pins him. And excellent main event. Hangman looked like, I mean, when this match was over, it's Hangman and Will Ospreay at Double or Nothing. One of these men, I bet you dollars to donuts, one of these men is beating John Moxley for that title at All In. And when this match ended, I was like, I don't know which one would be a better choice. Because Will Ospreay is like, he's so over. He's so great. But man, this Hangman, he's so over and he's so great. And he's also an AEW original, which when this whole story first started with Moxley, it was clear that was what the ending was supposed to be. It's very much shifted now that Darby's climbing the mountain and everything like that. But we'll see. We will see. And there's already, look, 50-50 in the chat of who should win. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Started blocking some folks on Twitter.
Oh, finally.
I used to mute them. But then I realized, you know what? They're not learning their lesson.
No, exactly.
I don't want to see your tweet, and I'm trying to help you understand that, like, there's better things to do with your life than troll people on Twitter. So
yeah,
go
like
troll
get,
somebody
get
else.
Get a life would be one good thing. Go out and like meet another human being, preferably one of whatever you like to do. You know, find somebody and, you know, go somewhere, see something, do something. Expand your horizons. There's a lot of life out there that you could be living. But instead, you jump on YouTube, you jump on Twitter and all these other places, and you're trolling Brian, and why? For what? About wrestling? Like, that really is what gives you satisfaction in life? Is just bitching, moaning, complaining?
Well, no, it doesn't give him any satisfaction. Sorry, Dom, he did it again.
I'm sorry. But seriously, I mean, honestly, this is what you do for fun? Like, that's
no, it's not
fun
what they
nowadays?
Do for fun. It's an illness is what it is. It's not what they do for fun.
They're
they don't have fun.
Ill.
That's
they
the problem.
They don't have fun.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to go have lunch. I'm going to go have some eggs.
Eggs?
Yep.
I know somebody who can make those.
Little bit of cheese.
Yeah, another
some almonds. Little bit of whole milk.
Almonds?
Yeah, does a body good.
On the side.
Then I'm
going to
go
eggs.
Sit in the sun.
Oh.
Yep.
The beach, baby.
Whoa, rich guy eating eggs. Bro, you guys know how much you all spent on lunch today? I guarantee I spent less for my four eggs. Okay, I gotta get out of here. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.